This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, Denver's Mayor Michael Hancock announced the city and county of Denver is ending the outdoor mask mandate and moving more indoor setting to level blue restrictions during an update on the response to COVID-19's pandemic and the vaccination efforts today in Denver. The mask order change is in effect as of today and will expire in about 30 days. At that point, officials will evaluate data to determine if it will be renewed. Anyone 3 or older is still required to wear masks indoor settings and on public transportation. Our other top story, the mayor of Colorado Springs says the new COVID-19 rules won't be introduced in El Paso County when the state hands over control of such rules to local officials. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel explains.
Mayor John Southers told the city council yesterday that he would rely on individual responsibility rather than local regulations once that handoff happens. El Paso County Public Health is also expected to limit its efforts responding to specific problems rather than issuing countywide policies. The state is expected to reduce its control on Friday, though a statewide mask order will continue through May 3rd. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Now, if you're wondering about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the CDC is pushing back its decision on the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. A CDC advisory panel decided not to make a decision on lifting the pause so that they can look and have more time to look into the cause of a rare but serious clotting issue. The Colorado Springs City Council will be sworn in next week. The invitation-only ceremony will happen April 20th at 10 o'clock on the Pioneer Museum's South Lawn. Those who receive the invites will be asked to wear masks and practice social distancing. The city council will elect the new leadership after that ceremony. Commissioners in Pueblo County are moving forward to a plan to build a new county jail there. Commissioners approved a new plan for funding the jail yesterday. The county will use the money raised by increasing recreational marijuana sales tax, as well as moving around other funds in the county's budget. The $90 million jail construction will be combined with the expansion of Joe Martinez Boulevard, and that could cost up to $25 million. After the largest wildfire in Colorado's history charred more than 200,000 acres in 2020, one local organization is now working with the U.S. Forest Service to claim and rebuild hundreds of miles of trails in Larimer County. The Cameron Peak Fire burned more than 120 miles worth of trails in Larimer County, says the Poudre Wilderness Volunteer Organization.
We have about 120 miles of trails that have been damaged to some extent. We have, you know, probably 20,000 trees to remove that are down.
Mark Coben, the head of the organization, moves and says around 300 volunteers are now raising money to properly restore the trail systems in and around the Cameron Peak fire burn scar. A Whataburger training center is coming to Colorado Springs. The Gazette reports the center will train over 100 workers as the Texas-based food chain gets ready to open its first Colorado Springs location. This center is believed to be on Constitution Avenue near Powers, and that's the site of the old Big Five sporting goods store, if you remember. The first Whataburger restaurant will open later on this year at the InterQuest Marketplace location on the far north side. Well, Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is pulling a lot of money for her reelection campaign. Griswold says the contributors gave over $283,000 to her campaign between January 1st and May 31st. That's a record for quarterly fundraising by a Secretary of State candidate. She raised over $600,000 since announcing that she would seek reelection next year. Well, check this out. The CDC says that 87,000 Americans are dead because of drug overdoses. And that's the most since the 1990s. Here's Tom Roberts.
The figure represents a jump of 29% from the previous year. Health officials say it appears the pandemic made drug abuse worse, as the biggest surge in deaths took place in April and May, as many lockdowns were starting and many Americans lost their jobs. At the same time people were dealing with that stress, many treatment facilities closed. I'm Tom Roberts.
Scattered rain and snow showers overnight for central and southern Colorado, with little to no snow accumulation expected in valley areas. Only the mountaintops really getting any accumulation. 32 degrees in Colorado Springs, 39 in Pueblo on our Thursday. Mostly cloudy with temps to 48 in the Springs, 59 in Pueblo, and We'll see some rain showers develop during the afternoon on I-25, and that'll change over to snowfall above 6,500 feet. So Monument, Woodland Park, and up into the mountains are most likely looking at 1 to 3 inches Thursday night through Friday morning. Then those lingering light flurries through the day on Friday, with temps staying in the high 30s in Colorado Springs Friday afternoon. Even our weekend forecast, 40s, 50s, with more rain and snow chances. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.